Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, happy Tuesday to you in the loop. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Where somebody asked from the 281, what time will y'all give away the Cougars game tickets? That's right. We're giving away U of H Cougar tickets all week long to see the game versus TCU football, that is. We'll be doing that in 12 o'clock hour, so keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610. Also, I just keep looking up. Did you see this reporting that came down? I first saw it from Mark Stein, but then I also saw Sham Sharani and Tim McMahon of ESPN getting on this. Our neighbors to the north, the Dallas Mavericks, apparently trying to fix the big old mistake that they made. Seems like the governor of that team is expected to fire Nico Harrison here soon today after trading away their best player for a older player who has shortens their window and is frequently hurt. And he really tore that thing apart.
Yeah, he tore it apart. It was a well-earned firing. if there is such a thing,
what I will absolutely love is that once this thing happens, is if we get the reporting that they mutually agreed to part ways.
Oh, God,
no. That will make me smile.
You know how that makes me feel.
That'll make me laugh.
And I hate the governor thing even more now than ever before. The governor of that team.
Really?
It's the owner, man. It's the owner. And you know why? Because there is an actual governor taking part in sports in Louisiana.
Well, I mean, there's same names.
Why do they have to
different
overthink
positions.
This?
It's not really an overthink thing.
Yes, it is. He's the owner. Done. Let's go.
I mean, there's not the governor isn't always the owner.
It's
though.
Not always, but it's largely the owner.
So it's fine. They use a specific
so who is
language.
The owner?
Miriam Allison.
The governor to you, Figgy.
She's not the governor of the team.
Oh, that's right. The governor is that other
is
dude.
Is Patrick Dumont.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Like, there's different circumstances.
Get out of
here
with
you
that.
Get, I mean, look, you getting mad over here. Something that really doesn't matter. You love
I'm getting mad over something that does matter.
So who made the firing? Was it the governor or the owner?
Well, as far as we know, the firing is still to happen. However, I believe it's a Patrick Dumont joint there. We'll talk about that more as more details come along. But, yeah, that's a thing that's happening in the NBA. Also a thing that's happening NBA-wise. The Athletic NBA staff put together a top 25 as we are reaching, you know, we're in 2025. In fact, we're almost in 2026. Crazy to think about it. But that first quarter century is in the books. And so with that being the case, they put together a top NBA players of the 21st century to this point. Obviously, 25 for 25. There are three current or former Rockets on this list. First and foremost, do you already know who? Actually, I believe there's four now that I think about it. I might have missed one. Do you remember? Well, I guess you're looking at the list now, so you know who they are. Figgy, have you seen this? Do you think you could guess who those four Rockets are?
Just like what you mean, like the best players?
Like top is there five? Did I miss someone else? Goodness gracious. All right, so there's five. Now you have more opportunity to get it right.
Can we just go with the starting lineup at this point?
So there's five current or former Rockets.
It might be four. Hold on. Let me look.
No, you're right. There's five on this list. Top 25 NBA players to play in any at all in the last 25 years.
James Harden.
Harden is on the list.
I want to say Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is on
Chris
the list.
Chris Paul, okay. Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is on the list. That's the, those are the three that I was immediately thinking of, and then I forgot a couple
I'll
of.
I'll say Carmelo.
Carmelo is on the list. Good call. You got one more.
Russell Westbrook.
Not Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
Is Russ on there? Did I miss Russ?
It's six.
Oh, six. I missed Russ.
Yeah.
And then the final one is a man who people seemingly don't rock with. It is Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So actually, there's six.
Daryl Morey, man.
Yeah, man. Like, they've had a lot of talent. Obviously, I think like three of them kind of filled the same
Only
role.
Only one of these counts. Maybe two. One and a half.
All right. Which are the ones that count then?
Chris Paul and James Harden.
Those are the only ones that count?
Yeah.
The Carmelo shouldn't count, man.
Y'all some jerks, man. He Russell played for West, the Rockets.
Russ, he should count. Yeah. He played a full season.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he was actually okay here.
All right, so with that being the case, the way that this list breaks down, the best player to have played in the last 25 years is the dude who played for damn near all of them, LeBron James, that comes in. I found it interesting very early on this list how this breaks down because number two, they go with Steph Curry, and then three is where they go put in Tim Duncan. Do you agree with that breakdown, with Steph Curry, I think, largely being considered, well, clearly the best shooter of all time, one of the best point guards of all time. But then Tim Duncan is probably the best power forward that we've seen.
Yeah, of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found it interesting that you end up with that split there.
You know what? I'm not going to stomp my feet over it. I could see the argument both ways. I really can. So I think that's a great top three. Then you get into some of these others, and it starts getting interesting. I think four is probably right.
You think Kobe at four. Mm-hmm. Jokic is a tough one because it's really hard to, in the moment, play someone in the larger context of history.
Yeah.
Jokic is one where it feels like we are still somehow underappreciating him a little bit, as he is, you know, his wrangled hold or wrestled hold of being the best player in the world, and it's not really close.
Yeah.
But it's like, how does that compare with Kobe Bryant, who also had a moment of being the best player in the world, and then also like his legacy has grown even more so as the years have passed. But regardless, you have that. Kevin Durant comes in at six. How do you feel about this? Because again, he is also another one that feels like he should, if we're tearing this off, there is probably that top tier of three there with Bron, Steph, and Tim.
Yeah.
And I think after, or maybe I'm wrong in putting Kobe Bryant on that secondary tier. Maybe I'm with you. And then after it, you have this kind of group of guys. And I mentioned Kevin Durant at six. Shaq is after him at seven. To me, that was odd for me.
To me, I think Shaq should be higher. I think he should probably be right there where Kobe is or right behind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Kobe. It's pretty much the entirety of, I mean, outside of what he comes in, what is that, 97 that he comes in?
Or is that? He was in the 98. 98,
right? Like he comes in actually, I'm missing that because he came in 92 with Orlando and then there was 96 to 04 in LA. So I'm missing, the early parts of his career where he was young and like just a menace of an athlete aren't there. So actually, it feels a lot more different. If I forget, or if I slide that in the appropriate way, where you cut off those early portions of it. Yeah, that makes sense. Giannis, Dirk, D-Wade finish out the top 10. So none of the Chris Pauls, James Hardens, Carmelo Anthony's, Russell Westbrook's, none of those guys make the top 10. Does that feel right for you? And if there was a guy to kind of contend for that, who would it be of those Rockets?
I think obviously it would have to be James Harden. You know, as much as frustrating as it was that they didn't get the ultimate prize, I mean, there was a stretch there where, you know, I feel like on this list as I'm looking at it and kind of absorbing it, I feel like pure scorers got knocked down a peg.
Yes.
Pure scorers. Like it had to be like the guys that did the complete game, the dominant players on the inside, you know, some of the dominant players defensively and blocking shots like Tim Duncan and rebounds and all that. But the pure scorers were all knocked down. Kevin Durant is one of the best scorers in the history of the game.
A lot of people will look at him as the best scorer in the history of the game. Yeah,
but he's certainly in the conversation.
Yeah.
James Harden, one of the best scorers of his time, and he's 14.
I feel like James Harden, the clear weakness ends up hurting him. We know that being here in Houston, that the thing that became such an easy knock was the folks that got on YouTube, which damn Google again, mm-hmm. right, got on YouTube and put up the clips of here are the low lights of James Harden defending. Mm-hmm. That will always be a knock on him, and it feels like it hurts him in like the larger legacy level conversations mm-hmm. as well here.
I think you could say Dirk, you know, an absolute scoring menace. Maybe, you know, he's right in that same vein as Durant. And if you want to go down a little farther, Melo. Like, yeah. the scorers all got knocked down a peg.
Well, Carmelo, I understand why he was knocked down. He was a scorer, but ultimately he didn't end up being a big-time winner.
Yeah.
Right? Because, again, when you get to the top 25, this is where we pick nits. This is where we have to find tiebreakers in these places. And I think winning ultimately also has a factor in a lot of this. I think that's where you see some of this, where someone like Dwight Howard, who carried an Orlando Magic team to the finals by his lonesome early on, something I feel like is way too often forgotten in his career.
And his defense.
His defense was absolutely otherworldly. And another thing that is forgotten, we talked about him like he's a 7-footer. That dude was like solid 6'10".
Yeah, yeah.
Right? He wasn't as tall as we gave him credit for. Mm-hmm. He ends up at 18 behind Allen Iverson. Mm-hmm. And that feels like if we liked Dwight more, mm-hmm. I think that he would get more love in that regard. Mm-hmm. Just to round this out, Chris Paul ends up being the second highest Rocket or former Rocket on this, being at 13, the point guard himself, like fantastic point guard, but again, not winning, I think hurts him. Mm-hmm. James Harden at 14.
Same.
James Harden above Steve Nash, interestingly enough, when we get to point guards and point guard row here. Harden 14, Nash 15, Russell Westbrook 16.
Man, that's just production. I mean, that's just the absolute year in, year out production. He's earned it.
And then at finishing this out, Luka Doncic starting to climb the ranks at 19. Paul Pierce, Anthony Davis, Jason Kidd, Jason Tatum. Carmelo comes in at 24. And it feels like Carmelo, not to say that obviously this 25, top 25, it's not going to be the same. It's not like it's going to continue. But if they were to like kind of extend this out 26, 27, I think Carmelo slides very quickly as Shea comes in at 25.
Yeah.
He will quickly usurp him. He's just so early in his career. Is there anybody else that you felt like was not appreciated in this?
That's what I'm thinking of right now. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of anybody who should be on the list.
So people are bringing up, where's T-Mac? T-Mac he got robbed by injuries. Like injuries absolutely took away what should have been of the T-Mac career. I think Yao... I love Yao.
Short career,
mm-hmm. which I guess you can also talk about with injuries. The short career, and is it fair to say a lack of dominance for Yao as a big?
He was pretty dominant at his best. He was pretty, he could do just about everything.
But it was a short run of dominance that you go about there. Ultimately, do you feel, are they in the right spot here?
With who?
Your Rockets.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe Kevin Durant, but look at the guys ahead of him. It's hard to argue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, if Kevin Durant is at six again, Jokic above him, Kobe Bryant above him, Tim Duncan above him, Steph and LeBron.
Hard to argue.
I have a hard time finding that guy that he jumps over. Does the Rockets win this year?
Is Kawhi ranked right at 12?
Kawhi at 12 is tough.
Two-time NBA Finals MVP.
The first NBA Finals MVP, I feel like we're doing a lot. But I think that 19 19 championship with the Raptors, where he goes in and takes a team that probably didn't have an opportunity and goes and wins it, mm-hmm. I think that carries a lot of this here. Somebody said Carmelo should be top 20. Okay. Appreciate Carmelo Anthony's family texting in. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. On this Veterans Day, where we salute all who have served, let's have a little fun with it. What character would you be in a war movie? 713-572-4610. Let us know. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.